Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Land Grant Brewing presents Beers. Land Grant University presents Beers with the Brewers.
I hear those Land Grant guys are all right.
All those Land Ganners recorded live here in the Kickstarter room at the tap room, 424 uh-huh. West Town Street. Yep. I'm Adam, one of the owners, co-founders here at Land Grant Brewing Company. With me this week, back from up north.
Yeah, I haven't been on in a couple weeks because
they call that.
Was the Great White North, isn't it?
Too busy 2 weeks ago, and then I was in Alberta, Canada last week.
That's a Walta Keys.
Yeah, shout out to all the great breweries we went to in Calgary. Citizen, the Annex Ale Project, Banded Peak, and it was a great time.
Well, that's great. Also Beer with us, welcome back. Whoa, also we got Chris Helderman.
Hello.
Brewer extraordinaire, Dan Schaefer.
Less extraordinary, but a brewer nonetheless.
Well, I kind of blended that together. It could have been for either of you guys. So, this week's episode, a spring favorite of a lot of ours around here. Third year we've been doing this beer. It is the Spring Quarter Belgian Blonde Ale, formerly known as Oval Beach. Copyright issues aside, Spring Quarter back again, third year. This is a refreshing, bright, fruity and dry beer. You guys got any tacos or chilies? We've been giving up on that. People are wondering what the hell they should be cooking and drinking with this beer. So any suggestions?
I'd go al pastor, like with the pineapple. That'd be pretty good.
That's a good shout. Yeah, I think Belgian styles in general go very well with fish, chicken.
I'd do a pork chili with this. A lighter side. Mm-hmm.
I do like the idea of kind of a green chili with this.
Yeah.
The other white meat.
There you go.
We still got chili season going on. Yeah. So, all right. Well, other than the beer, what else we got going on around the tap room? Well, I had to read the events a couple weeks ago. So.
Oh, yeah. It's a long list today. If you're listening to this day, it comes out March 5th, my birthday, which is great on its own, but is also our friends from the Drunken Donut will be here doing a beer pairing. If you listen to this real early, you can get tickets on our website for $20, but there will be walk-up. Tickets available as well for $20. Gets you 4 mini donuts and 4 tasters.
Speaking of your birthday, Walt, you got a good old Throwback Thursday post for your Instagram.
Yeah.
It was 6 years ago tomorrow. We signed the lease for 424 West Down Street.
Yep. My 30th birthday. Yeah. At what's that restaurant over there by the Lennox Center?
Yeah, that Italian place.
Brio.
Cucina or whatever.
Trio. So, all right. So, yeah. So, that Drunken Donut parent's going down today, March 5th. This Sunday, it is International Women's Day, and we got a few things going on. We've got the Franklinton Girl Scout Cookie Troop. Franklinton Girl Scout Troop is having a cookie sale. That's troop number 1480, if you're wondering. Here from 1 to 4. So, if you have a hankering for some Girl Scout cookies, come down and get your cookies here. We also have a pairing going on throughout March of, Roundteen and the peanut butter tagalongs?
Yeah.
And Groomer with the lemon ups. Those are available anytime through March. You get 2 cookies and a beer, so come check that out.
The 8th, Sunday the 8th, yeah.
Yeah, but they're specifically selling boxes of cookies on the 8th. And then also on the 8th, we're going to be showing A League of Their Own here in the tap room. With audio and all that fun stuff. So that's going to be from 5 to 7:30. So come down here Sunday afternoon, hang out a while. Following Friday is Franklinton Friday. A lot of stuff always going on down here.
Friday the 13th.
On the 13th. Whoa. This should be an extra special one. So come on down for that. Following day, the 14th, is St. Patrick's Day, apparently. I always thought it was on the 17th.
I think it always is the 17th,
that's probably
but
closest
it's being
Saturday.
Celebrated on Pi Day this year. Pi Day.
Okay, that's fair. And we're offering up a sidecar of JMO with any beer for $10. And then the week following that, Thursday and Friday, will be the start of the NCAA March Madness basketball tournament.
La Folie de Mars.
The Folie de Mars. That the first day of that, first real day at least, is going to be Thursday the 17th. So come on out for that. Weather permitting, we should have the games on outside and inside. Some bucket specials, some tall boys, some drafts. Ray Ray's will obviously be open. Should be a good place to come watch the games. So come on out for that. Skip work or bring work with you. I don't know. Whatever you got to do.
Allegedly, the 19th is the first day of spring, which I always thought was the 21st. Isn't it that vernal equinox? Isn't that celebrate the first day of spring? So, according to this sheet here, it's the 19th.
But Verners should get in on that.
I'll take
spring. It is the equinox, spring early. Yeah.
But another, again, as listening to the podcast, I think we spoiled this last week, but for all of you listeners out there, April 4th, we set the date to launch Weird Crumbs, our collaboration with Pretentious.
Oh, yeah.
So you heard it here first. It's Beard Crumbs that had been aging in wine barrels, right?
Yeah.
A variety of barrels.
Yes.
So more details to come on that, but we'll be launching some, really our first bottled beer here at Land Grant, partnering with Pretentious. They'll be doing a bottle release the same day as us, April 4th. More details to come, but
yeah,
mark your calendars. That's going to be a delicious beer, and we're looking forward to it.
Or beers.
Beers.
Yeah.
Plural.
Varieties.
Variety of beers. And as we've said, you better be planning your calendars out for that Jenny's party Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, and we should be announcing a lot more details on that by the end of the month.
Yeah,
I was given a deadline.
We did a walkthrough in the beer garden this week to see what we got to clean up after this mild winter, but get that in order for it's almost springtime.
Not as much as last year, I bet.
Yeah. Speaking of springtime, it's spring quarter, Belgian Blonde with local honey.
Here it is.
Let's talk about this beer, gentlemen.
That transition was as smooth as this beer.
Whoa.
Came in this batch this year came in a little hot, 7% ABV, a little bit higher than in previous years past.
It hides it very well.
It does. 17 IBUs.
It's not a ton higher though. It was only, I mean, it was what, 6.7, 6.8 last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It got, I don't know, the yeast strain we used was super frisky this year, and it just chewed it down to nothing.
Spring fever. Is what they call that.
There you go. Finished at 0.2 Play-Doh. So obviously water is zero. So it is dry.
There's not a whole lot left in there.
No. Basically the same recipe as last year. We did move the honey addition back to a whirlpool. So we added it right when we turned the flame off on the kettle. I think you do get some more honey sweetness out of that. A little bit more character than years past. I'm really happy with it. It's just really pops this year.
Mm-hmm.
Dig it.
Yeah, this is really, at this point, the only Belgian-style beer that we're doing, and I am super happy that we decide to do it every year because it is a nice, refreshing change-up. It's a good sign of spring. It's really that fruitiness that you get from the yeast. Just delicious. I mean, it's a... I could see going for a couple of these guys.
Yeah, I've never been the biggest like Belgian drinker. I mean, I enjoy them, but I'm never the guy who's like craving a Belgian. But like, I like that we do. Yeah, the once a year when it comes out, it's a nice shift up from our usual beers. It's very refreshing this time of year.
Yeah, I've been craving exactly this. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of been in the beer doldrums the last couple weeks. Not really. Wanting the heavy stouts anymore, but not quite ready for the light summer styles. This Belgians, they really fill that niche quite nicely, and they're a really good transition beer from winter to spring.
And if you're looking to aid that transition, I'll say either make mine Irish or Roundteen in the tap room. Now, granted, we talked about Make Mine Irish last week or the week before, and you can get that in cans, but those are not overpowering stouts. They're super drinkable. So I think these are the trifecta I'll probably be on for the next couple weeks, or I would say between those. So
I imagine I'll probably find time to squeeze in make mine Irish on St. Paddy's Day.
So yeah, it's got a little bit of a haze to it. What do you, is that coming from?
The saison. So we do ferment this with a saison strain. That is, we really like the. You get a lot of apple and pear off of it, and a little bit of a light sort of berry, but it doesn't throw off a lot of the phenolics, this type of clove that you get typically from a Belgian strain. So, I think it makes for a more drinkable Belgian style, personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm not the, as Walt said as well, anyway, I'm not the biggest Belgian guy either, but this is very, very refreshing, and you don't feel like you're sucking on a clove. So that's very nice. But it has enough, I mean, that yeast has so much going on in the aroma that it's, every sniff and sip is a little different, which I love.
It's also very brewer friendly, and again, that it will ferment water. It just attacks whatever you throw at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say probably the local brewery that does the most Belgian in Rockmill. Mm-hmm. This reminds me of the Petite Saison that they do, which is
I like
probably
that
my favorite
lot,
beer they do.
Where
you again, you don't have that all of that overpowering stuff you can get from a Saison, but real drinkable characteristics to this beer.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, so let's say you're sitting on the Oval.
Okay.
And they legalized open containers.
Yeah.
And, you know, there'd be a question I'd ask you.
Mm-hmm.
How crushable is it?
How crushable is it?
I'm going to say a 4.
4 crusher.
4 crusher.
Damn.
At 7%, I'm going to say 4.
Yeah.
If it was 10
I can
degrees.
Tell you're really wrestling with this.
If it was 10 degrees warmer science. Outside, we'd be dancing around 4 to 5 range. But I with the temperature it is out today, which is pretty, it's very warm for the time, I think I'm going to have to go 3.
3 crusher.
3 crusher.
3 crusher.
Dan.
I will say 4, just because it is so dry.
Yeah.
And it really invites another sip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got that nice balance of being very flavorful, but it also finishes clean. And again, those type of beers really sort of demand that you take another sip. I could do 4 of this.
I'm gonna echo that. I'm going to go 4. So we're at a 3.75. Yeah. Which is I think that's just about right for this beer here. And agree with Chris, if we could, we'll see how this weather turns out. We've talked about having that beer garden open up for March Madness, but it could also snow in 2 weeks, which would put us all back in those dark days.
Yeah,
I'm anticipating it being snowing in April this year. Just that seems about par for the course.
Oh, we're gonna catch it in the butt.
Yeah.
So let's say you're down here at 424 West Town Street and you're here Thursday through Sunday and you have a hankering for a James Beard Award semifinalist chef in Ray Ray's Hog Pit. And congratulations to our friends.
Yeah.
And James Ray Ray Anderson for his nomination for James Beard Award. About as high honor as you can get in the culinary world. Maybe I don't know if there's a higher award. That's the one I know of. I guess if your place
on
got a Michelin star.
On an individual basis, I was going to say a Michelin star is like the upper end of that, but yeah.
Yeah, if you can get yourself a James Beard, that's awesome. So we're.
Who was it? Someone said that, his name's James and he has a beard, so you should probably
win. You already got it. So. But yeah, let's say you're down here enjoying that. What are you going to eat with this spring quarter?
I will always stump for the wings on Sundays, but
Sunday wings. Oh, that's a good answer.
I sit from the standard menu. If no one has had the hot link yet, I think this would be a nice one for that. It's not super spicy, but it does have a little bit of heat to it, and this would be a nice way to quench that.
I think I'm gonna go with Walt's old favorite, in the jerk chicken.
Yeah,
on this, I haven't had a. Well, I guess I've had the part of a Hajir special recently, which is the mini special with chicken.
So dank.
Yeah, it's always tasty. But yeah, also, if you want to go brisket or pork, that habanero sauce on there would probably be pretty good with this as well.
I'm thinking I almost always pick it, but the the brisket, the stuff, not on Sundays. Gotta get the fatty stuff the rest of the time. But I think this will cut through that fat pretty well and make it delicious. And I would forego the fries, and I'd be getting pork rind.
There you go. That's a good call.
No questions from a listener this week. I was surprised.
Shocking.
We didn't get one from our friend David Cheeseburg from...
from former Cosi. He was in here chatting us up yesterday. He had a lot of questions yesterday. We should have him send some of those questions into the podcast.
All right,
that's it.
Well, next week we're going to be talking about a new beer, one that we haven't done before, called Fruit Slices.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly. There's a lot of question marks after that, so I'm assuming... Yeah. Assuming we are. Again,
producer Mark's in Aruba, so we're kind of blind here.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's going to call in. I think he's on a beach right now.
Yeah,
getting hopefully he's wearing his sunscreen down there. Yeah, we, again, bunch of fun things happened at the tap room. Hope to see you all down here. Come on down. Make sure to tip your bartenders.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Cool.
Cheers.
No, it's in our basement, and it's just like you can hear it upstairs with the TV on, like, waka, 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 waka.